After being abandoned by her family as a child, she was raised in a girl's home. By the time she was a teenager, she developed a drug addiction and was turning to prostitution to pay for her habit. By 23, she had secured a job as a hostess at a nightclub, though she was battling addiction.
In early 1997, Shannon Locke, a 34-year-old socialite, the two met at the nightclub and discovered they had something in common. Anne Minnie was a prostitute and a drug addict, and Shannon Locke was a pimp and a drug dealer. Before long, Man Yi was a regular addiction to Manlock's group, in addition to his henchmen. Later in 1997, desperate for money and drugs, Man Yi stole Manlock's wallet and attempted to make off with $4,000 inside it. Shen realized that Chen Manlock was the last person she should have stolen from.
As soon as he saw the cash gone, Manlock enlisted two of his henchmen, Long Xingko and Long Hualan, to kidnap Man Yi. He intended to force her into prostitution for himself and take the money she'd earn as payback for the cash she had stolen from him. Before long, however, the plan had gotten out of hand. The drug lord and his henchmen soon decided that simply prostituting Man Yi wasn't going to be enough and began torturing her. They tied her up and beat her for over a month, subject to her in various horrors, burning her skin, raping her, and forcing her to eat human feces.
Known only as Ah Fong, likely a pseudonym given to her by the Hong Kong courts, the 14-year-old girl was a girlfriend of Chanman Locke's, though girlfriend was probably a loose term. In all likelihood, the girl was another one of his prostitutes. At this point, when Ah Fong was visiting the dangerous trio in Man Lok's apartment, she witnessed Man Lok kick Man Yi 50 times in the head. Ah Fong then joined in, hitting Man Yi in the head. Though the details of the extent of the torture inflicted by Ah Fong were not released as part of her plea deal, they were no doubt extensive. When asked about them, she replied, I had a feeling it was more fun.
After a month of torture, Ah Fong discovered that Fan Man Yi had died overnight. Chan Man Lok and his henchmen argued that she had died from an overdose on meth that she had admitted herself. Though most experts speculate it was her injuries that eventually killed her, they only speculate because there was no way for sure. After discovering she was dead, the henchmen moved Man Yi's body to the apartment's bathtub and dismembered her body with a saw. Then they cooked the individual pieces of her body to stop her from decomposing and emitting the smell of rotten flesh. Using boiling water on the same stove which they were cooking dinner, the killers boiled pieces of their body and deposed them. Then, with the household garbage, her head, however, they saved after boiling it on the stove and allegedly using the same kitchen utensils to serve the meals that they'd used to move her head around. They sewed her boiled skull into an oversized Hello Kitty mermaid doll. Additionally, they kept one of Fan Manny's teeth and several internal organs, which they stored in a plastic bag.
In exchange for protection, which she also later received in part due to the fact that she was so young, Ah Fong testified against Chan Man Lok and his two henchmen. In an attempt to rid herself of the haunting she claimed to be experiencing, she She detailed the torture that the three men put Fan Minyi through. Though the story was so disturbing, many felt it could not possibly be true. The evidence uncovered by police was damning and disturbing. The apartment in which Minyi had been tortured was full of Hello Kitty memorabilia, from sheets and curtains to towels and silverware. Furthermore, the body of the trophies taken from Minyi were found inside with evidence that all three men had interacted. Unfortunately, due to the state of Minyi's remaining body parts, the police and medical examiners were unable to determine the cause of death. There was no doubt that she had experienced indescribable torture and that the three men had inflicted so much damage to her body. But there was no way to tell whether it was true. But also the torture was to blame. As a result, the three were convicted of not murder, but manslaughter. As the jury believed that they had caused her death, death was not the intent. The charge left Hong Kong's public reeling from the Hello Kitty murder, but the trio was sentenced to life in prison, with the possibility of parole in 20 years. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on the Hello Kitty murders. And, we'll see you next week.